With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford sitting in for Bill this Friday morning. It's the January 15th, 2016 edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Typically on Fridays, it's Sanford and Son Friday, where Stephen Gunderson and myself sit in for Bill as he diligently works on the newsletter. And he is out working on the newsletter in the secret bunker in the secret bunker, sequestered away, diligently working on the newsletter. And Stephen came down with a case of the sniffles and the coughs and the crud. And so we sent him home a couple of days ago, and he hasn't been back since. So you have moi here in the studio this morning. Waking up to a rather ugly end to the week. You know, we had a triple-digit rally yesterday, and got up early this morning to look at the futures and then to watch the market open to a sell-off, as now the Dow is at around 16,000. It's at 16,010. Looks like the NASDAQ is at about 44.98, S&P 500 at 18.80, and crude oil, the nemesis of the market, the crude oil index is down at about 29. It broke the $30 barrier, and of course, gold and silver up a tick or two here this morning as crude falls below that $30 floor and has kind of hung on there for the last little while, therefore affecting the market, as well as a few other factors that we're going to get into and talk about in just a few minutes. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Again, this is Rob Sanford sitting in for Bill. I know we're new in a few markets, and welcome to those markets. I think we're new in St. Louis, maybe Boston. There's a station out in Colorado, a couple on the West Coast that are joining us on the Wall Street Business Network and the Salem Radio Network. And welcome to you. I know this is this is a tough week in the market to get on the Bill Gunderson horse here and talk about all things Wall Street and what are the best stocks now and what's affecting the market. You know, we've had 7 or 8 continuous down days since the first of the year. And then yesterday, Thursday the 14th, ended up with a little bit of a rally and made some of those profits back, and then we're back into correction mode again, or maybe even sell-off mode here on Friday the 15th, almost like a Friday the 13th, isn't it? Friday the 15th, where the Dow plunges down, we're down triple digits again, 372, 373 points, 350 plus anyway. So, you got to look at some of the things that are affecting the market. Of course, we heard from the wannabe leaders of the free world last night in the GOP debate. I was interested to hear what those guys had to say, and gal in the junior debate in the kids table earlier, and then also we got news this morning of Walmart closing some stores. You know, I've never been a giant fan of Target. I don't like that they don't have a decent sporting goods or automotive department. And some of Walmart's competitors, such as in the Kmarts and the Sears of the world, I'm telling you, in my opinion, Walmart's a better store to walk around in. If my family or my wife is shopping, I'd rather go to Walmart than Target or one of those other places, because at least I can hang out in the sporting goods department, look at shotgun shells, or wander over and look at the various brands of synthetic motor oil that I like to put in my truck while she wanders the food and clothing aisles. But nevertheless, it seems as though Walmart has struggled a little bit, faltered, as they're down, they're down 2.6%. Today, Walmart's at $61.44 right now as we look at the as we look at the chart. And they're closing 154 stores. And according to those that I've talked to, it's going to be mostly those little neighborhood express type stores, and not too many of the big ones, but they are closing enough to where 10 or 12,000 people here in the United States are going to be without jobs. I've never been in one of those little Walmart stores, one of those little, they're almost the size or maybe even smaller than like a CVS or a Rite Aid or one of those types of stores. They're the neighborhood markets. I don't know if those have been too successful, probably because they don't have shotgun shells and automotive in any kind of quantity to attract the the folks that would go into Walmart for any other reason. So I hope they can get their world together, and I hope that the market can figure out that sometimes following as a giant mass herd of sheep is not necessarily the best way to approach the stock market. And, you know, I talk to folks, just kind of some insight to Gunderson Capital Management here. I talk to folks all over the country all week long. We have folks that call into the office at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm kind of the tip of the spear when it comes to gathering folks' information and visiting with people and getting their information about maybe what is in their portfolio. And I guess the missionary, so to speak. I'm the tip of the spear when it comes to customer service and answering the phone and visiting with folks and setting up meetings. I'm kind of the guy who sets up meetings or consultations with Bill for folks all over the country. And in talking to a lot of folks, whether that be in Maine or Maryland or Florida or Seattle or way out in Hawaii, and talking to folks like that, many times they're just looking for a leader. They're looking for an answer guy. They're looking for a guy that doesn't run down the hall with his hair on fire, that doesn't have his arms flailing every time the market does one thing or another, doesn't start breathing through his mouth and becoming a crazy person, and takes a well-researched, well-thought-out, methodical approach to the market. And, you know, this last week, Bill sent out a kind of a midweek update, I don't know how to really describe what it was. It's kind of a midweek newsletter. I would say it's a special bulletin. Now, those who are subscribers to the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, they got it right on time. They got it the minute he sent it out. Also, his clients got it. And that's kind of an advantage of being a Bill Gunderson newsletter, Best Stocks Now newsletter subscriber. So if you're not a subscriber, go to GundersonCapital.com and subscribe to the newsletter, because he sends out these things every once in a while. And unless you're a client or a subscriber, you're not going to get these little special bulletins that he sends out. And, you know, this is one of those things. It was 9 pages long. He showed some charts and he made some commentary. And one of those things I'd like to share with you guys who are listening today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And he titled one of the paragraphs, "What Am I Doing to Preserve Your Capital, and What Do I Plan on Doing If the U.S. Market Falls into a Bear Market?" Now, I'll tell you what, can your money manager answer that question? Can your mega big box supercomputer monster brokerage firm answer that question? Can the guy who's maybe taking today off, because he's got Monday off and he's taking a 4-day weekend instead of a 3-day weekend so he can play golf or do whatever it is that he does or she does as they work for these great big giant firms, can they answer that question for you? I can tell you Bill can. And if you're not being managed, if your personal finances and if your IRA or your 401k or your college fund or whatever it is, your brokerage fund, is not being managed by a guy who you can pick up the phone and talk to, who knows your name, who knows where you live, who knows a little bit about your family, you might want to consider talking to Bill. You might want to consider getting to know him and having him give you a second opinion about your positions in the market, about what to do in a topsy-turvy market when the seas get rough, when the wind blows a little bit, and you're offshore in a lifeboat, and you're saying, what do I do? Or how is my giant XYZ brokerage firm going to preserve my capital when the Dow falls 350 points or 700 points or 1,000 or 1,200 points in a couple of week period? How are you, Mr. Broker, Mrs. Broker, Ms. Broker, how are you going to preserve my capital? What are you going to do differently than the asset allocators? Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what Bill would do. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in beautiful San Diego, California. Bill and I are lifelong livers, lifelong residents of San Diego, Southern California, and we are fortunate to live in one of the most beautiful areas in the entire country, and it's a little expensive to live here. Gas is even with the slide in oil, gas is still about a dollar a gallon more than anywhere else in the country. It's the weather tax, I think. It's the wonderful tax, because you can go an hour in any direction and just about enjoy any kind of activity you'd like. You can go to the snow-capped mountains an hour to the east, or you can go to the banks that hold yellowfin and bluefin tuna an hour to the west, and up and down the coast and everything in between. Deserts, mountains, ocean, forests. California's got it all. I just wish some of the liberal loons that run the state would... that's going to get me in trouble. I think that they... I kind of wish they'd move to someplace goofy, you know, and leave California alone. Leave it the place that we grew up in. So in any case, before the break, we were talking about the market, and I realized that there's quite a sell-off going on today. There's been quite a sell-off going on since the first of the year. And, you know, we had a little bit of an uptick yesterday, actually a triple-digit uptick yesterday. And here it is falling back off again today as oil falls below the $30 floor, down almost 5% today. And, you know, we look at the doom and gloom of oil and how it might affect things. We look at the Chinese market and how it might affect things. But doggone it, we're in the United States of America. We are in the God-blessed United States of America, where technology and innovation and invention and creativity and drive and power and strength have reigned supreme for 200 years. And we have the ability as Americans to support ourselves and to be a strong and dominant marketplace in spite of the chaos that goes on in other parts of the world or in certain sectors or segments of the market. And there are strategies by innovative Americans that can overcome the sheep that follow the market, that run down the hall with their hair on fire. And Bill's one of those guys. Bill's one of the guys that has strategies in place that can answer the question, and I'll repeat it again as I did before in the beginning of the show. What is your money manager? What is your mega big box super firm? What is your stockbroker or financial planner going to do to preserve your capital? And what's the plan if the U.S. market does fall into a bear market? Well, ask the question. Ask the question of the person who you're going to have to remind your name to when you call them and tell them where you're calling from. And, oh, by the way, I'm one of your clients. I'm client number 67394, who lives somewhere in somewhere USA. And, oh, yeah, I was just going to call you. Yeah, right. Here's what Bill would say. And, in fact, this is what Bill said this week in his special midweek bulletin as the phone calls started to come in. What are we going to do? And he sent it out to his subscribers, and he sent it out to his clients. And here's what he said. He says, I am not a stay-the-course money manager. Boy, is that not just something that a lot of folks hear on a daily basis? Oh, yeah, Mr. Smith. Oh, yeah, Miss Johnson. Stay the course. Let's all go over the falls together. Well, baloney. That's horse hockey. He says, I am not a stay the course money manager. And I'm quoting here. It makes little sense to ride a bear market down 50% or more. I invented my Best Stocks Now app. Now, this is Bill speaking, of course. He says, I invented my Best Stocks Now app during the 2009 bear market. The driving force behind it was to be prepared for the next bear market. Let me stop there for a minute. You know, yesterday on the show, Bill talked about being raised as a scout and then becoming a scoutmaster and living by the scout motto of being prepared. You see that on all the scout mantra, all the literature, all of the different banners and patches. Be prepared. Well, Bill is that kind of guy. He likes to be prepared, whether that means not being able to go to a grocery store for 90 days or not being able to get supplies for 90 days or making sure that things are in order financially. He likes to be prepared. So he goes on to say here, it was the driving force and it was the intent to be prepared for the next bear market. And then he goes on to say here, quote, the next bear market is not underway yet, but I am prepared for when it does eventually begin. And then he goes on in the next paragraph. He says, as you know, I began the year with a high degree of cash. Overall, Gunderson Capital Management is currently in a 30% cash position. Now, that's good. When you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, to have a 30% cash position in preparation to either buy or to hedge, that's pretty doggone strong. I'm going to quote again here. He says, this is not a small amount of cash. My percentage of cash will continue to increase if the market continues to fall. So as it continues to fall, he would continue his cash positions. As opposed to maybe one of the supercomputer mega big box brokerage firms who just has you in a asset allocation or in some type of computer program or the pie chart where you've got 30% here and 40% here and 20% there and 10% here and everybody just rolls over the falls in a barrel together without even paying attention because a 4 or 5 day weekend is coming up. Oh, let's go to Cancun and not pay attention to my client's assets. It drives me crazy. He goes on to say, I also bought my first serious inverse position last week. I added an inverse emerging markets ETF, and you can see from the chart below, and you would be if you were a subscriber or a client, the recent major trend reversal in this ETF. This investment will be very profitable if the market continues to break down. And that's the key. Bill is a highly skilled money manager when it comes to inverse funds. When the market is going down, as he invests in inverse funds, and as he becomes a money manager as opposed to just a portfolio watcher, he is a money manager. He's the kind of guy who is actively in the office 10, 12 hours a day, stirring the soup, making sure it doesn't burn on the bottom and get cold on the top. When I get back, I'm going to tell you more about it. This is Rob Sanford, in for Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford, and I'm sitting in for Bill on this Sanford & Son Friday. Stephen Gunderson's out. He's got the sniffles. And we sure didn't want to get it again here in the office. So we kicked him in the rear end a couple of days ago and said, go home, stay home until you're done spewing your germs all over the place. And so Stephen's out. Bill is sequestered in his secret bunker, which I can see from the office studio window here. I can see the neighborhood. I can't see the bunker. In fact, any flyover or a casual approach into the news or into the neighborhood, you couldn't see where he's sequestered. It's his dark secret place where he can sit quietly and work on the Best Stocks Now newsletter and come up with all of his strategies and game plan and war plan for taking on this topsy-turvy market that we've been dealing with since around the first of the year. And he'll have that newsletter out for folks who are subscribed to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's going to try and get it out by tonight. He may have it out by tomorrow morning, but having worked on it last night and then all day today, I see fire coming from the fingertips as he types away one finger at a time and puts together the newsletter for the recap of the week. It's and some future advice. He'll have that out in the inboxes of the faithful followers all over the world. And there are thousands of them who will get the newsletter either tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on when he gets it fixed. If you want to subscribe to the Best Stocks Now newsletter, it's worth your time to take a look at. There are folks who pay money to get this every single week, and hopefully you'll become one of those. Obviously, this is a marketing ploy to get you to subscribe to it. But in order to do that, we throw a little chum in the water. We throw a little bait out there in the water and hope that you bite. And we do that by giving you 4 weeks free. And this is not some, hey, give us your credit card or your financial information and we'll bill you later, gobbledygook. This is the real deal. We're going to give you the newsletter free, literally free. We don't even ask for any financial information or a credit card or anything other than your email address. So if you can bang out an email address and give it to us and send it to us, we'll send you the newsletter for the first 4 weeks at no charge. And that's a heck of a value. I don't know how you argue with that. I think you got to be a knucklehead not to get it or not to take advantage of it. So go to GundersonCapital.com. That's easy to remember. You can Google it if you're driving. You can't remember. Go to GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab that's in there on the homepage. There's a little form you got to fill out, your name and obviously the city that you're in and your email address, and we'll send it to you. If you do it today, if you send it in the next few hours, you'll get it tonight. You get it tomorrow. You get this week's newsletter right away, and you'll be able to plug into Bill Gunderson's brain, which is a scary thought. You'll get to see what he's been noodling on all week long. And get some of his thoughts. Now, one of the neat things that you will get as a subscriber are the periodic updates, kind of the backstory, the secret message that you'd get with your decoder ring if you were a little Orphan Annie fan back in the day. You've got access to some of the midweek updates and things like that. And I was reading before the break some of Bill's comments on the market. And I'm going to continue on quoting a little bit of his midweek update here that he sent out in his special bulletin. He says this, quote, "Does this market still have a chance of turning around to the upside?" He puts a question mark in there. And then in all capitals, he says, yes. Okay, now, what could turn the market around, he asks. He says, well, here are some of the points. Obviously, a rally in the oil market. Okay, sure. You get a rally in the oil market. They stop that bloodbath with the Texas tea or the black gold, as they call it. If they stop that continuous pumping in the Middle East and trying to flood the market with an under-demand market will have a little bit of an oil rally, and the market will follow. Action by the Fed, of course. He goes on to say action by the Fed and little details there. A big technical bounce off the long-term support levels, sure. Blowout earnings by some bellwether companies. We get Intel, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup earnings this week, but he doesn't see much hope there. So he's not putting any false hope in something like that. A better-than-expected earnings season, which we're just coming into right now. Of course, this is what turned the market around last after the sell-off last August, was a higher-than-expected earnings season. And then he goes off to say, he goes on to say this, and I quote, "I do not want to miss a big rebound in the market either, should it materialize, but we are sitting on the edge of a cliff, and the market will make up its mind soon." Almost like it's its own entity, like it has its own life. And then he says this, "The bottom line is this," and then a colon. He says, quote, "I am here for 10 hours each and every day. I cannot remember the last time that I missed a day of work. I invented my app during the last bear market. I feel like I'm prepared for the next one. When the market finally makes up its mind, I'm going to do everything that I can do to make money for you." Now, that close quote there. Let me tell you about Bill. Bill is the guy who's here before anyone else gets here. And I'm usually the second one here. But doggone it, Bill gets here in the dark. And he's studying the futures. And he and I are texting each other when it's still dark in the morning about the futures. And we're talking about what's going to happen during the day, what's going to happen in the market, and what his strategies are. And he puts his thoughts together, and he thinks about it, and then he does the radio show in the morning and talks the same way he would talk here in the office if he were chatting with one of us or talking to his friend or out sitting next to you eating a hot dog at a ball game or sitting on his stinky little fishing boat, as he likes to call it, and catching a bass in the bay. He is the same guy. You get nothing different on the radio than you would if you're sitting down eating a hot dog with him next to him at a ball game. Same guy. He doesn't put on any kind of show. He's a traditional, valued, conservative American who thinks with his mind and not with his emotion. Next. He has the right work ethic to manage funds that a lot of folks don't have. And that takes a lot of discipline. It takes the discipline to sit in an office, stare at screens, do the research, make the phone calls, research the research to find the backstory on particular companies, and to walk up and down the financial streams, turning over muddy rocks, kicking the silt aside, sifting through the sand to find a gold nugget. That's who Bill is. Bill's the guy who does that. He thinks about it. He is concerned about it. He looks at it all day, every day. And he doesn't go home until A, the market closes. B, he's recapped his thoughts for the day, made a zillion notes. Boy, if you were sitting here in his studio office, there's little stickies and post-its and notepads and things all over the place as the mad scientist goes to work. And then he'll recap his thoughts. He'll usually go down and run around the block a couple of times or do the stairs at the convention center, come back all sweaty, sit here and think about it again, goes home, falls asleep, gets up and does it all over again. Tell me your money manager that you have right now is doing that. If they're not, maybe you're missing something. If your mega computer, super big box firm that doesn't know your name has some guy that wears a starched shirt and a tie and a pocket square and works for 4 hours a day and then goes home and hits happy hour and plays golf all weekend, he's not doing the best job that could be done for you and your portfolio and your financial future. And that's my opinion. I've seen the difference. We work in a financial district downtown. We're on the 19th floor of a 20-floor high-rise where there are financial offices of every single type of all the big-name financial firms that you can think of, all the ones that you can name, and I see empty desks. I see empty suits. I see wannabe, I'm going to get in trouble here. I'm just going to stop right there and tell you that Bill has the correct work ethic to help manage your monies, your monies. It's not like a little kid. Your money and your finances in a manner that is ethical, that is well-researched, well-thought-out, and purposeful. So how do you do it? How do you plug into him? How do you get into the world of Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management? I'm going to tell you all the ways when we get back in the final segment. This is Rob Sanford. I'm sitting in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford sitting in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Salem Broadcasting Network, on the Wall Street Business Network. We're grateful that you're along for the ride and listening from coast to coast. We're in a lot of new markets. We're delayed in some markets, so if you're getting this a little bit later in the day or perhaps even the next day, in one or two markets. I think it's live most places and maybe only delayed an hour in some others. But welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, sponsored by Gunderson Capital Management. You can visit Gunderson Capital Management at GundersonCapital.com. Now, if you haven't heard this entire show, I've been kind of fired up. In fact, my wife sent me a text a little while ago during the last break with a picture of a volcano and a little emoji with horns on it and a flame. She said, "You're all fired up." Well, yeah, I'm all fired up. You know, I'm all fired up because I think there are answers that folks are missing. You know, I was listening to Charles Payne this morning. I'm a big Charles Payne fan on the Fox Business channel. And he was saying, you know, so much of the market is driven today by computers. And it makes him crazy. It makes me crazy. Computers are making the decisions because there are so many of these mutual funds and ETFs that are buying tens of thousands and if not millions of shares of stock automatically and based on computer programs that very, very few individual investors or stock pickers are affecting the market. It's all computers that's affecting the market, which just drives me nuts because computers don't have logic. They don't have emotion. They don't have thought. They don't have predisposed ideas and insight to the future. They don't have experience. They're just based on algorithms and allocations and slices of individual data pies. And so it makes me nuts when there are guys in the market who are stock pickers, who are market timers, who are smart, who are savvy and well-researched and can put the human spirit, they can put the human enlightenment, they can put the spirit into their decision-making. They can actually have inspiration as to what to do and feel like they can bring in the human element, and that's who Bill Gunderson is. And I know if you haven't listened to the last three quarters of this show, you're going to think I'm completely wonky here. But go back. You can go back into the archives. You know, Ed, world-famous Ed here in the office, he does a great job of putting the archives up in order. So you can go back and listen to any of the shows. Go to GundersonCapital.com. And click on the radio show tab, and you can go back and listen to any show. Listen to the beginning of the show, if you're just joining us, and kind of get an insight as to how Bill thinks and what my thoughts are on Bill Gunderson. And you'll find why I am so passionate about at least getting to know his thoughts and his theories and hopefully making the decision to have him manage a portion, if not a serious portion, of your portfolio. There's a few ways you can do it to kind of get plugged into him. I alluded to it in the last section. Number one, if you'd like to have a one-on-one with Bill, you're going to need to, sure, he'll answer the phone, but he's usually buying and selling stocks. Call me first or send me an email and I'll set up a meeting with you. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. Claire will answer the phone or I'll answer the phone or Stephen or Glenn or we have two Stephens actually or somebody is going to answer the phone. Maybe Lisa. Somebody here in the office is going to answer the phone if it's during business hours. And then we'll talk to you a little bit about your personal situation. If you want us to look at your statement, if you want us to look at your quarterly or your monthly statement and review your positions, we're going to print it out. I'm going to put it in front of Bill's nose, and I'll have Bill call you. And we don't charge anything for that. Bill doesn't, which I've told Bill a zillion times he ought to, but he loves talking to folks about their portfolios and about their individual financial situations. And so we'll go over your portfolio and your positions, and Bill will give you some advice. It's usually some tough medicine. He'll kick you in the rear a little bit and say, okay, all right, let me tell you what we would do differently. And if you'd like him to manage your portfolio so you don't have to wring your hands during the day and toss and turn at night, worrying about what the futures are or what's going to happen in the market the next day, let Bill worry about it. If you'd like him to manage your portfolio or your finances, your IRA or your 401k, we can set that up. It's an easy process to do that. That's step one, is letting us take a look at your portfolio. Maybe you just want to get the newsletter for a few weeks. Go to GundersonCapital.com. It's free. See what Bill has to say. Certainly listen to the last few radio shows or the last couple. You can do that in the archives. Couple of different ways you can do it too. If you have a smartphone, if you have an iPad or an Android or iPhone or any of that kind of stuff, just search Best Stocks Now in the App Store or the Android Marketplace or whatever they call it these days, Google Play Store, I don't know what they call it. But search the Best Stocks Now app, or you can go online at your home computer or your laptop at Best Stocks Now app, that's app.com. And I like that homepage because down the right-hand side, you get to see Bill's tweets all day long. What, you know, when I was a kid, if I was told I'd get to hear somebody's tweets, I'd laugh all day long. But these are real communication tweets that he throws out as he buys and sells or looks at stocks in real time all day long, every day when the market's open. So that's at beststocksnowapp.com. So you've got the newsletter. You've got the 855-611-BEST number. You can call and talk to one of us and have us look over your, have Bill look over your portfolio and get some advice there. You've got the app if you want to get the app and stay in touch there. And of course, you've got the radio show every day on the whatever station you're listening on coast to coast right now. And if you miss the radio show, you can go back and listen to this week's or today's or yesterday's or certainly tomorrow, or you can fall asleep listening to us. Now, if you've got a question specifically for me, send me an email, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and I'll make sure Bill gets it. I'm so glad you listened today. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everyone. Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.